By the time Molly picked him up, a thin mist had begun to fall. And even though Jesse had taken shelter under a pin oak, he was still soaked and cranky.
"You smell like a wet dog," Molly said.
"Just please drive, okay?" he said.
"No thank you for coming out in the rain?"
"Thank you for coming out in the rain."
"Serves you right."
"What does?"
"The warning."
This is going to turn into one of those conversations, isn't it?
"All I'm saying is that it serves you right."
Jesse didn't say anything.
"You play with fire, you get burned."
"I'm not burned. I'm drenched."
"Same thing."
"What is it you're trying to say, Molly?"
"That you should take everyone's advice,
which is, leave it alone, Jesse."
"I'm not going to leave it alone."
"Then you're asking for it." "Thomas Walker killed Janet Becker."
"Can you prove it?"
"Not yet."
"You never will."
Jesse didn't say anything. Molly drove silently for a while.
"If it means anything," she says, "I believe that you're right. He more than likely did it. But it's a crime that will never get solved. It's heading straight for the cold case file."
"I'll prove it even if it kills me."
"My point, exactly."
"It's not going to kill me."
"Do you know how many of them there are?"
"How many of whom?"
"Thomas Walker's minions."
"Several."
"You're damned right, several. More than several. You wouldn't even see it coming."
Jesse shrugged.
"Go ahead, shrug. One of these wasted homies is going to make his bones on you, Jesse Stone. He's going to come bopping out of the woodwork and either stab you or shoot you or do something equally as attractive to you. And despite your hyperactive sense of responsibility, you'll fall over just as dead as all the others whose demise was sanctioned by Thomas Walker."
"Meaning?"
"Give it up, Jesse. If for no other reason than life here in paradise without you would be even worse than it is with you."
"Thank you."
"I mean it. Don't go dying for no reason. You're not dealing with rational people here. They're stealthy and lethal and as loony as a swarm of bedbugs."
"What would you have me do?"
"What everyone's been telling you to do. Drop it."
"I'll take it under advisement."
"Don't trivialize this, Jesse."
Jesse didn't say anything.
"Besides, if you wait long enough, these two jadrules will find a way to eliminate each other."
"Sit still, Jesse. Take up needlepoint if you have to. Spinning, even. This isn't worth dying for." Molly pulled the cruiser into a parking space in front of the town hall. She turned off the motor and sat back in her seat.
"Surely you see that I'm right about this," she said.
"I said I'd take it under advisement."
"But you don't mean it."
"I do mean it."
"You never mean it when you say you'll take something under advisement."
"How can you say such a thing?"
"Because I know you, Jesse. You're a hard case, and you only do what you want to do."
"Not always."
"Always."
Jesse didn't say anything.
"I'm right," Molly said.
"Not in this case."
"You promise?"
"I do."
"No fingers crossed?"
"No."
"No caveats?"
"None."
"Okay. I'm counting on you. I'm skeptical, but I'm counting on you. Now please, get the hell out of my car."